I'm Joni DeWinter.
And I am Susan Grant.
And we are part of Bell Street,
who are an events band and production company.
And we're talking to you today about our fun and failures.
And our journey from being scared to just doing it anyway.
Welcome back to season two.
Season two.
Can't believe we remembered the introduction.
No, well,
we definitely about. Didn't have to practice it three times.
We are still the same people.
We are.
You'll be pleased to know.
Yes.
And we have decided to get on with season two because we really enjoyed season one.
Yeah, we did. And we got so much out of it personally. So, you know, whether you want to hear us or not, here we are. But we have had some good stories back from people about listening to it, and seems to have really inspired some of the people who are listening, and especially the guests.
Yes. We have gone a little bit further, and we're going straight in with some of our guests this season, and we have some really brilliant people that we have interviewed and spoken with, and it's been really exciting.
Yeah. It's so exciting. We have decided to... The guest idea was supposed to be one episode. Everyone had 10 minutes. And that was that. We just love talking to people about what they're passionate about and how they have just got over their fear.
And how everyone is creative in their own way.
Yeah.
And it's exciting to hear everyone's stories.
So we're going to keep looking out for people who we find really inspiring, people that we notice who are just jumping in and just fucking doing it. So we're excited to discover more people who are doing that and their story. Mm. Which leads us on to our first guest. Well, our first episode is gonna be an interview. Now, this wasn't our plan, however.
We've got a brilliant cabaret coming up on the 22nd and 23rd of November, and it is all in aid of charity.
And the charity is a charity that's based in Shaftesbury, which is in North Dorset, where we're from. It's a charity that is close to our hearts, and we know a lot of people who have been significantly helped by them. And we really wanted to do an event to support them. So since January, we've been planning this event and putting it together.
Well, it was just going to be a cabaret. Just a one night, let's have a sing, and let's just raise a bit of money.
But it's us, so it's turned into an all singing, all dancing, special guests, special effects. Mm. All sorts going on. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be an amazing cabaret. But what we really wanted to get across today was why we're doing it. And you need to listen to their story and their passion, because it's what makes the charity so
unique.
Yeah. And powerful.
We haven't said who they are.
We haven't.
No.
So have a listen. This is The Brave and Determined.
So today we are very lucky to be talking with the Brave and Determined charity. I'm going to hand straight over to one of the Adams.
Which one?
Adam Collins.
Yes, there's two of us, so you have to be quite specific about which one. Yes. But thank you very much for having us here. It's a pleasure and an honour to be here, so thank you.
Well, you're hosting us, it's a pleasure and honour for us to be in your new offices.
This is our new office. We're very, very lucky. So for the people who don't know what we do, we provide early intervention life-saving counselling to anyone who needs it, 6 sessions. And we have just moved offices into this lovely place, which is given to us absolutely free of charge by WeHeat. So it's really nice to have you guys here. And welcome. You're our first real guests, I would say.
Yeah. Oh, is that why you didn't know how to make a cup of tea?
I do know how to make a cup of tea. You just put water in it. Yeah. You didn't ask for water. That was the thing.
You didn't know if we had tea.
No, I didn't.
And before we go any further, let's introduce the other Adam.
Hello.
So Adam Harvey. give us a little bit about what you do, or personally, or as
what I do personally. It's not that sort of podcast. So, well, as I touched on what the Brave and Determined do, and we've been doing it for 2.5, nearly 3 years now. Predominantly in Shaftesbury, but going beyond as well. I think probably as far reaching as
Norfolk,
Preston. Yeah, so you know, some lands, distant lands, but generally in and around Shaftesbury, or in and around 25 miles of Shaftesbury.
Okay. And today, 165 people we've referred.
Amazing. Yeah. Brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Which is amazing. And if you think each session is £50, we give 6 sessions, so it's £300. So if you do 165 times 300, that's how much we've spent on counselling, which is a phenomenal amount of money.
Yeah.
But we couldn't do it without people like yourselves who support us. So thank you.
Well, you do get a lot of support. I mean, because you've got the branding with the clothing,
yep,
as well. There's a lot of people, especially around town, that wear the branding we see. And you've got the coffee.
Yes.
Yep. Hence the reason we don't have any tea.
No, just the coffee. Lovely. And what else have you
got? So we get people doing crazy stuff. So we've had people run marathons. We've had the charity ball, which you guys have been involved in for 2 years. We've had someone run through the Outer Hebrides, yeah, for us. They did like 300 miles in a couple of days. We got someone doing the Marathon de Saab, which is 6 ultra marathons through a desert. They're raising money for us. We've got another guy next year who wants to do 18 ultra marathons through the year and raise money for us. I mean, you know, people are going to get hurt with what they're starting to do. Yeah, but it's amazing. It's amazing the following we have, because we get people like that who go above and beyond and do some crazy stuff. We get people who buy our clothing and wear our branding and talk about us. We get people like yourselves who support us with a charity event. But then we get some people who just love what we do. And when we see them in town, they give us £2 every time we see them. And that's really like humbling. It's been a journey, you know, it's been such hard work, and we are where we are, and it's, you know, a fantastic thing.
By the way, we're never doing an ultra marathon for you.
I'm just saying, we might be doing a cabaret fundraiser, but yes, an ultra marathon.
No deserts.
It's almost as painful as trying to get artists on the stage who have never been on the stage before.
Well, for me, I'd rather do an ultra marathon than be on the stage.
So, 100%, yeah, 100%. Absolutely no brainer.
Yeah, so we definitely went to different schools on that one, I think.
But before we start, we haven't introduced the third wonderful person we have making their podcast debut. Do you want to introduce yourself?
I am, well, office lady.
Yeah, absolutely. It's the only way to introduce you.
Yeah, you have a real name.
Yes,
well.
I am Nikki.
Oh,
I am Adam Collins' wife.
Always wondered what that name was.
Well, so, you don't call me that.
No.
You've been with us from the start, haven't you?
Yeah, been from the start. Started off just doing the office stuff, really. Giving you one day a week, wasn't it? Well, in fact, it was like a couple of hours on a Monday, but now it's grown and grown and grown that I'm here most of the day on a Monday, and then Fridays I collect all the orders and deliver them all out, and I just general
supporter,
general organizer of you two, really.
So really, we're guests in office lady's office.
She's playing it down a little bit there, because you've been at every market, you've been at every stall in the rain, you've made us dinners, you've even fed half once,
literally.
Yeah.
Half fed me.
Yeah, you did. I've got a photo of you feeding him.
I think it was a cake, wasn't it?
It was a cake.
Yeah. And you know, without your help we wouldn't be able to do this. There's two
Thanks
of us at the
much.
front, but unsung hero for sure.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
And we thought, because Nikki said that you didn't know if you wanted to particularly be on the podcast,
I'm not
as it's
great
your
at the chatting
first time, but it's really important that everyone's recognised. You've got a great team.
Oh yeah, there's so
well.
Many people,
and it's lovely seeing your faces up front. But there is a lot of work that goes on.
Yeah. Oh
behind
yeah,
you guys.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
There's, I mean, you know, it's been a roller coaster. 2 years, 9 months. 2 years, 10 months. We've been going. And there's been the most joyous moments, there's been the breaking points, there's been hard work, late nights, early mornings, there's been time I genuinely have wanted to chuck it in and never see the Brave and Determined again. But then you hear how we've changed someone's life and we've done some really good work, and that bit keeps you motivated to do it more and more.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is that keeps us going, but there's something about this that just means we can never stop.
So, a lot of people who are listening,
I mean, to be fair, we are international.
We are international, yeah.
Oh,
we've gone to Preston and beyond.
Oh. Well, there is nowhere beyond Preston.
There is. But for those that don't know your story, could you just give us a little rundown of how you started?
So for me, I am lucky enough, I'm retained in the fire service here in Shaftesbury. So we get counselling if we need it. And I've leant on that in the past because there's been times where, luckily, office lady has said to me, hey, you need to go talk to someone. And I can pick up a phone and go and get counselling. So it's that has been really, really good for me.
Yeah, I was lucky too that I got counselling on the NHS when I actually needed it, which is not a familiar tale for many people. And that is the motivation behind it.
Yeah.
That we know that counselling is hugely beneficial, probably saved my life, and everybody should have access to it.
Yeah, I was lucky in another way that I have never had to use that service as yet, but obviously I've been on the other end of it with ads when I could see that he really needed it. So yeah, you can kind of see it from both sides, really.
And then Adam and I met in a gym, and I think we were both there for our own reasons, and this is the bit where I get emotional, and I'll try not to. Both a bit broken. And we met, and it was kind of like it was meant to be, wasn't it? And we just started chatting and opened up about our mental health, which lots of people who are male and middle-aged, I'm allowed to say we're middle-aged?
Well, you've said it so many times now, I just accept it.
Well, and I'm surprised you haven't done the joke yet that he's the older one.
I've never said that.
That normally
I've
comes
never said
play,
that.
Doesn't it?
He does.
So we decided, I said, Harv said, hey, we should do something together. This would be really good. We should help other people. And I was like, yeah, nice one, mate. I'm not doing that. I'm too busy. And then went home and thought about it. And then next thing you know, I was in. And I thought, yeah, let's do it. Let's do this. And we bought a load of clothes. So we made a brand, Brave and Determined. You could shorten it to Badco, which was kind of cool. And we spent a load of money on my credit card.
Your credit card.
Which office lady wasn't that happy about. And we took it to the gym and sold out in the first night. And then we thought, wow, we can really do this. We want to help one person in the first year get some access to counselling. And by the end of the first year, so it was end of 22, we'd help 10 people.
Yeah.
So we'd raised £3,000, which was like, wow. Me and him, with this silly idea in a car park outside a gym, we raised £3,000 and we've helped 10 people. Fast forward to where we are now, 165, and way beyond what we ever thought we'd be capable of. You know, we have our own podcast. We've got, we've just bought a coffee trailer that we now tow around.
Yeah, and multiple pop-up shops.
Yeah, we got shops locally. It was amazing.
Mm.
Yeah.
And why Brave and Determined? Where did that come from?
Well, we were spitballing loads of different names, weren't we, about what we could call it. And I think it was just a combination of words came together. Brave and determined are obviously words that we can associate with positive mental health and the way that we want to be. And ads uses the phrase, it gives people their armour. So when someone puts on their Badco merch, their Brave and Determined merch, it sort of hopefully empowers them to face the challenges that day that they might not otherwise have faced.
People do that as well, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
They send us pictures of a hospital appointment or something that they know is going to be difficult that day, and they've got their hoodie on, or getting through it really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So yeah, you've got to be brave and determined to get through mental health challenges. And we thought of the lion because that came off the brave bit, and it was the Wizard of Oz thing, because he wasn't brave.
Yeah.
And so we put the lion on there, and kids have loved that.
Yeah.
They've absolutely loved it. That little lion, and lots and lots of children love what we do, don't they? It's cool. Mm. And I think that's a really good thing. Lots of kids supporting us and understanding that we're a mental health brand.
Yeah.
And you see kids at schools or football or rugby and they're wearing our brand. And maybe it's not sunk in yet, but when they get a bit older, they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, I get that now. Yeah.
What were kind of some of the things that you had to overcome to get to the point where you were like, we're going to do it? Or did you just...
Well, a criticism of me generally is I don't think things through, and that pays off sometimes. So we didn't give it too much thought, did we?
No.
We just thought, well, let's just do it.
The risk was the credit card. So we spent about £1,000 on clothes, and we were like, well, if it all goes wrong, we've got a load of clothes that we'll just wear. And so
that was kind of whether or not we could do it, really, wasn't it? 'Cause we can't buy the stuff without the money.
And the amazing thing is that people had said to us, it's not, your brand's not strong enough, don't do it. And we actually got told that, didn't
we? Yeah, we did, yeah. Got told our logo looked like clip art.
Oh. Which half designed on clip art. but we were told don't do it, and we like looked at each other and went, well, look, what have we got to lose? What's the worst that can happen? Let's try it. And do you know what I'd say to anyone listening? If you've got an idea or you think you want to do something, just do it. Like, what is the worst that can happen? Like, the worst that could have happened was we took all that stuff to the gym, we got made a laughing stock, and we'd have been wearing clothes that no one knew what was about for 6 months or a year or whatever. But we said, let's just do it. And that's kind of been our motto ever since, hasn't it?
Yeah, you've just got to go for it. If you wait until you think you've got all the ducks, well, you'll never get all your ducks in a row. So you just have to take the punt and, you know.
But you guys know that from what you do. Yeah. You must have just thought, you know what, we're just going to do it.
We spend our lives not thinking things through, don't we? I mean, yeah, the things that we've signed ourselves up for and then gone, oh, no.
Yeah.
You always say that, don't you? Like, let's just give it a go. We'll just think about what if afterwards.
But that even goes to like jumping my motorbike and stuff, which you don't think is a good idea, but I think it is.
Yeah, but you always end up hurt, that's why.
Says she who can barely walk at the moment through playing netball.
Well, that is true.
So what was it like from your point of view? As kind of, because you weren't there in the car park.
No.
She didn't even know. Didn't even know me.
Didn't even know you.
Didn't know me from
Adam.
You didn't
know each other.
Just met this random guy.
Yeah, I just said, I was this dude I know from the gym. Yeah. Did you get the joke? I hope the listeners
heard. It took me a minute.
Yeah.
And I'm always the one that laughs.
But genuinely, you didn't even know me.
No, didn't know you at all. In fact, you just came home, didn't you? And said, oh, I've met this guy. This is what we think we might do.
I met this guy in a car park.
Yeah, he was in a cover. Yeah. And then him and I drove to the Starbucks next to the 303, which is what we did, and hung out for a bit. Yeah.
A bit to be fair, it is a bit like that now, though, isn't it, with you two? It's a bit of a bromance.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, you sort of came back and said what you wanted to do. And you even said to me, I haven't got time for that. You know, I've said to him, you know, I'll help, and I'll kind of sit in the background. The next time he comes back, he's like,
Can we use
our credit card? I was like, what? And that's kind of how it started.
But when things feel right, when you get the energy and everyone's on the same track.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that I worked for myself was what probably aided it, wasn't it? Because I was like, I can condense my working week down so I could give them the time that obviously when you're employed elsewhere is difficult to do. And that's probably how it started, really, that I was like, well, I can help on, you know, certain days. And obviously it's got more and more and more.
I think when you can see a way to help people as well,
yeah,
it's hard to then not follow that through. And we were coming out of the pandemic, we were off the back of the pandemic, and people's mental health generally was getting worse and worse.
Yeah.
And once you start talking about your own mental health, people then start talking to you about theirs, and you open the door to those conversations.
Mm.
And then you realise just how many people out there are struggling. So to have an idea of a way to help people and then not follow through with it, I don't know, that just wouldn't have happened.
Well, and the other thing for us was, you know, when or if someone is at crisis point, there's lots of people they can talk to. So there's Calm, there's the Samaritans, things like that. But there's no one at the beginning. And so through us talking and saying, you know, what should we do? We knew we wanted to do something, but we weren't sure, you know, this is before we decided we were going to pay for people's counselling. We weren't sure what we were going to do. But we were like, there's a real gap. You know, if someone goes to, especially a child, if they go to a doctor's, you're lucky enough to get an appointment for one, you're lucky enough to actually see a doctor for two, then you're put on a waiting list. And I'm not taking it away from the NHS because I know it's effectively on its knees, to put it in a nice way. But there's such a waiting list that then that child or young adult is waiting potentially 6 months. So 6 months to a kid is massive.
Yeah.
We aim to get someone who is struggling with it in front of a counsellor in 7 days. And we have changed people's lives. So we've had people come up to us. We had a lady who was in her 40s who we had helped, who physically looked like, it'd be
very
harsh.
Unwell.
Yeah, harsh to say terrible, but she did, bless her. She was so beaten up. And then we saw her 6 months later after we helped her and she said, life-changing. Like, absolutely life-changing.
You could physically see.
Yeah, and then she had gone and done those six sessions and realised how good it was for her that, like a coffee subscription or a gym membership, she's like, yeah, that's what I'm going to do now. Mm-hmm. So now I've had those six sharp, you know, quick sessions. That's got me through the worst bit, and now I'm going to go and see that person once a month and I can dip in and dip out. So it's there to help people realise the value in counselling. You know, and it's a service that we lean on ourselves, that the people who help us lean on. It's there for anyone. And we never wanted to have a postcode that says we only help people in Dorset or Wiltshire or wherever, or within a 25-mile radius. We always said it's open to anyone, because we didn't want to be those people who say, yes, sorry, you live on the wrong street. In the right town, we've opened it to everyone, which has been great, but it's also, we're constantly on a knife edge of being overwhelmed because there's only so much money we can raise. Super generous people who help us out. You know, we're coming off the back of the charity ball that raised £12,500, which is just an insane amount of money. But, you know, I think we want to help more and more people, but we've also got to stay sustainable. So that's what we're always trying to work in.
It doesn't get quieter, does it? There's no, you know, this is a really big problem that the world or the UK is facing. You know, there's so many people out there that need help. So it's never going to get quieter or easier, in inverted commas. It's going to be, we have to grow with it.
Yeah,
with
absolutely. Yeah.
And there does seem to be a lot of, depending on sort of what the need is for each person as well, everyone's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
All of the different charities.
I think that I'd be right in saying we provide a vital service because it's just that quick, sharp sessions for people to get them back on their feet. And there's a few people that we support long term, you know, that we you know, because I do the referrals personally. So what we do is, if someone needs support a bit more than six sessions, I'll go back to the trustees and say, hey, look, can we help this person a bit more?
Yeah.
It's never a no. It's always
and
a
some
yes.
Some people don't even, the flip side of that, some people just need to know where to look. And they'll, you know, people just don't know, more so blokes than anything else. And once you point someone in the right direction, the right resources, they can take care of it themselves. And that's equally as important.
Yeah, so we do offer that service as well. We would just signpost. We just say to people, they come to us and say, look, I don't need your money. I just need to know where to go. I don't think people realise that private counselling is a thing. Everyone thinks you have to go to a doctor to then be referred. So once you start saying, no, if you just go here to this website, there's lists and lists of people that you can go see. And some people have just said, oh, yeah, I don't want financial help. I'll go and do this. And then they still buy a hoodie, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I can imagine some people just want to be seen and heard. You know, just a few sessions.
Yeah.
Just to,
I think one of the sort of unplanned services we actually provide to people is when we do events, when we do markets and shows, some of the same faces come back and they just chat for 10, 15, 20 minutes.
There's that little old guy who comes.
Yeah, it's a chap that comes, isn't he? And he just wants to chat about everything, really.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he always wants to try and buy something, doesn't he? And if he doesn't, he just pops some money in the box because he doesn't, you know, there's nothing that he particularly wants, but he wants to help in some way.
Yeah.
Well, they just want people just want to talk, don't they?
Yeah.
You know.
And that's, again, with the coffee trailer, we were lucky enough that Shaftesbury Charitable Trust, the Trinity Trust and Williams & Williams all chipped together and bought us the coffee trailer. So we could run our own mental health morning, so we can then have that and people come along and buy a coffee and
stand and chat.
Yeah, have a chat, and that's been really well supported.
When they meet other people, don't they, who are in the same position. We've got several followers who live on their own. So when they come up and have a coffee, they've got someone else there they can talk to. And it's really nice, isn't it? It works well.
And then there's the flip side of people, you know, the people who raise this money, then other people just give us money. We had a check this week, didn't we? And then there's other people who, at the ball, they were just like, it's £300 to put one person through. Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of alcohol that night. They'd just tap in their card, wouldn't there? There's two or three people who just gave £300. And then the raffle prizes and the auction prizes, people just chucking it all in. And I mean, yeah, amazing. We're obviously on to something pretty good, I think, because we're well supported.
You've almost become the face of mental health in Shaftesbury, haven't you? But I think it's really good for people to have something they can kind of gravitate towards, the fact that you're present and available, even to have that conversation. Because there's a lot of fear around talking about, still, around people talking about their mental health, isn't there?
It's funny, the stigmas that are still there. You know, when we talk openly about it, and there is still a stigma, which is a really sad thing, because I think for people like us sat in this room now, you know, there's no shame in it. There's no shame. And just because you don't feel as strong today doesn't mean you won't feel strong tomorrow. And, you know, it's part of journey, part of your life of going through it. And I think sometimes you've got to fall over to learn how to walk again. And so our next step and what we've always said we wanted is a mental health cafe, where people, an open space where people can come in and they can openly talk about their mental health journey if they want to. Or it's just a space where you know it's a safe space and no one's going to judge you, you know, if you sit on your own or however you want to, you know, be there. And it's something that we've always wanted to do, and the coffee trader is the next step towards that.
Yeah.
And that's what we want. And we'd love to have a gym, the shop, you know, I mean,
cafe,
I'm talking, yeah. I mean, still written on this wall here is our 5-year plan of 550 people through counselling and how much that's going to cost us there. And we'd have on-hand counsellors, a coffee shop, gym and leisure facilities, a community hub. And that's how it would be. You know, we'd have hopefully the local taekwondo club and the knitting club. And,
yeah,
you know,
we can all use the space.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's what we want. And we're fighting for it. And it's funny, if you ask the universe, what's it called? What does Evie call it, our daughter?
Manifestation.
Yeah. She says, if you ask, it will come. And here we are, you know. This building that we're sat in now, we tried to get it 12 months ago when it was vacant and we couldn't afford it. And we came and looked at it and we were like dreaming about having this. And I know we haven't got the whole building, but Tom and Weehee have been so lovely. We're in it. Mm. Like, the universe does work in a weird way, and it's not costing us anything. Which means more money for people for cancer.
I was going to ask you that, because obviously very passionate people. I can see that, like, you would like jump in and just like, and I want to do this, and we're going to do this, and let's make this happen. And we can relate to that, because we kind of think like that too. So, and we often sit down and like make plans, make goals. Do you do that, or are you, do you break yours down, or do you just like in 5 years and 10 years, or are you like this 6 months, or how do you break your goals down so that you don't become overwhelmed by trying to do everything, or don't you?
We just go with it.
Well, in my head, I do. In my head, we break it down.
We don't see that.
So that, on the wall there that I'm pointing at now is written down our 1, 3, and 5 year goals. So we wrote that probably 12 months ago.
More than that, yeah.
Yeah, we wrote that down, and that was because we needed some measurable goals, because we were being asked some questions by some people of saying, what is this? Where's it going? So we wrote it down. That was Harv and I sat there over a couple of coffees and did that. But when we look at our short-term goals, yeah, I think we do. We know we want to get more involved in marketing. We know we want to improve our website.
Yeah.
We know we need some new products. We're planning a Black Friday sale for Christmas. There's stuff going on all the time. And I mean, our year planner gets filled up so quick.
I think probably because there is stuff going on all the time. I don't ever see it as like goals,
planning,
really.
Do you?
Because it's just happening at the time. It seems to just naturally happen, doesn't it? And we just kind of deal with it as it comes along. So we used to get more time to catch up, didn't we? So that we could make the plans. But now things are rolling all the time.
Mm.
That time to then sit down and talk is getting less and less, isn't it, really?
We've all got lives, you know. We've all got jobs and families and, you know, doing houses up and all the things that go with it.
So how are you going to make sure that, like, as things grow and grow and grow, that you, obviously, if you're a mental health charity, that you're looking after yourself?
We're supposed to do that.
I'm just turning into counsel. How are you going to make sure you do that for you guys now? Actually, maybe I shouldn't have asked you that on the...
No, go on.
We did actually do that, didn't we? Was it last weekend? Or this weekend just gone?
We didn't do anything this weekend, deliberately.
But the weekend... it was this weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We were supposed to have the coffee trailer on Park Walk for one of our mental health mornings, but we had all just got exhausted. Obviously, even just coming off the back of the ball, we were all tired, weren't we, from that. You'd been away in Canada, you were away in Greece, and then it just, you know... And in fact, it was me, wasn't it, that said to you guys, right, I think we can't keep going. We, like you've just said, we're supposed to be a mental health charity. How good are we to anyone else if we're exhausted and grumpy?
So you've touched on that. We work it out. We actually call each other out on it.
Yeah,
I think that's how it works, isn't it?
The vibe for the three of us works well, I think, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And we can openly say to each other, this is a bad idea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you're right, Nick, and what you're saying, you know, they say on an aeroplane, you put your oxygen mask on first so you can help others.
Yeah.
And we haven't done that.
No.
Mm. And one weekend off is not going to prove the longevity that we need.
No.
But we're trying. We're trying to get more and more people involved, aren't we? Half?
We are. No, we are. We definitely are. What is difficult is that when it's your project, your yeah. passion is always going to trump that of others, no matter how well intentioned other people are. So I think we have to be mindful that we can't, our expectations of others, we have to manage
that. We give up our time for everything, don't we?
Exactly.
Whereas you can't expect other people who are giving their time for free to feel the same as we do, I think.
No, the point is, it is for free. No, there's nobody nobody getting paid anything, so it's different, isn't it? If you're paying a wage, you can
but,
ask
but
different
sometimes
things.
Sometimes you do need to take your foot off a little bit.
Yeah.
Then and maybe it won't be to what you expect all the time, but the people that show up, it's finding those people, isn't it, that you can rely on.
Yeah.
But we've had the same, because we like to be in control of everything that we're doing, because we know exactly what we want. And you have to just go,
And I think there is an element of that for us
as
well,
isn't it? Because we do need this weekend off. And
I don't know if we've ever... We did turn the referrals off for a couple of weeks because it was overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You know, and I was waking up on a Monday, because our referrals, when you look at the pattern, Monday's the highest day. So people have a weekend, you know, maybe use too many.
Yeah, excess.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on a Monday, they go, I need some help. So I would get into work, and work on Monday is my busiest day. And I have drill for the fire service in the evening. So I've got, like, every Monday I'm walking into a 14-hour day before you've even started. And then I've got 5, 6, 7 referrals coming through. And I was just like, I can't do this. And it was the outdoor cinema event, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I was like, I am literally going to blow up unless we do something. And all the trustees, we gathered around and just said, can we do this? And the guy said, switch it off. Because what else are we going to do? You know, okay, one of us falls over, and that's no good, is it? So we turned it off for a couple of weeks.
Well, even turning it off for a couple of weeks is far less waiting time than someone else who's waiting to be seen.
Yeah,
so.
And we said to people, you can still get us through email. So if you need help, you know, just email us or contact us through our Insta. And there was still, you know, a couple of people that came through in that few weeks, probably still on average getting 2 referrals a week. But at the moment, I think we're probably at 4 a week. And you think, again, put the £300, that's how much we got to raise every month. And there was a bit of a scary time 6, 8 months ago where we looked at what was in our bank account and we looked at the referrals that we had and how the... We do a lot of data analysis these days, don't we? When we started, it was on the back of a fag packet.
But now,
and when you project with how many referrals we're getting a week, we were going to be broke within 4 months if we didn't raise money.
Yeah.
So that was the other thing. And we were saying, well, if we've got no money, we can't help anyone. So what do we do? And yeah, it's been a journey, but it's great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know what the end goal is. What's the end goal? When do we finish?
We can't. Yeah, this is the problem, isn't it?
Yeah, when do you say complete that, move on? Yeah.
I don't think that happens.
Exactly.
Maybe there'll be a time when you feel that you can pass the baton.
Yeah.
And there'll have to be, won't
there? That would more likely be the, it's an exit rather than an end, because it won't ever end.
No, but there'll be a time where we say, right, we're done, you know, when we're in our 80s.
Good luck.
Yeah.
But I mean, I would love it, because you think what we've achieved in our spare time.
Yeah.
Imagine if we did it for 40 hours a week. Mm-hmm. That would be...
That was one of the goals, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that still is a goal. But we got to make ourselves sustainable.
You
so like a coffee
me
shop.
It's my goal, but I quite like my day job as well as this job.
Jump back 2 years, 10 months, and be like, right, one word of advice, Adams.
Don't talk to strangers in the gym.
Meet them in a car park afterwards.
There's only one thing I would say, and that's just do it.
You've got to go. If you've got, like we said earlier, if there's something you want to do, just go for it.
So if it's something you believe in, do it. And, you know, we've had people looking at us thinking, what? You're doing what? And, you know, friends and people we know from the local area who have looked over and sort of said...
People didn't understand it either. They're like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing that?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
I don't understand. Like, they just couldn't get their head around what that was, could they?
But now, you know, pretty much everywhere you go in Shaftesbury, you see one of our hoodies or a T-shirt or a car sticker or something. And I think... God, we've achieved so much in 2 years, 10 months.
That to me is still... Well, there's two things. When someone comes to you, obviously, because we've helped a lot of people still remain anonymous because of, you know, the subject matter. But some people do come to you and say, you've helped us, you've helped me, and this is how. And that is an amazing moment. Mm. And the other thing is when you see somebody you don't know wearing your brand.
Yeah. Mm. And we said the other day, didn't we? The weird thing is, although it makes us sound like we're some sort of celebrity, and we're really not, but we do notice that people smile at you in the street as if they know who you are. Mm-hmm. But obviously you don't know who they are. Mm-hmm. But,
well, I was in the I've told you this one, I was in the changing rooms at the local gym.
Yeah.
And I just walked into the changing rooms and there was a bloke, middle-aged, proper middle-aged, not like us middle-aged, like middle-aged. And he was stood by a bollocko in the middle, and he looked at me and he went, are you the firefighter one or the other one? And that was a weird, yeah, it was a nice but odd moment.
But again, humbling moments, just going back a second, when we were in the little, you know, the blue tokens in Tesco,
yeah.
We were there quite late one night, yeah. And Nick and I were there. And I said, we were filling it up with as many tokens as we could get in, so we would get it. And I said, Nick, just mind out. And this young girl, she must have been, I don't know whether she was 18 or maybe even younger. And she just said, she put it into the Brave and Determined. I said, thanks very much. That's really kind. She goes, you helped me. And it was amazing. Thanks very much. I'd never met her. Didn't know who she was. Still don't know who she is to this day. Mm. But she just said, thanks very much. You guys helped me. Mm. And I was like, that's the humbling moments.
That's when it's all worth it, isn't it?
And that's what we need. Like, for people like you guys who are putting on this amazing cabaret and for the support you've given us, you help us do that. So you're part of this.
Yeah.
Everyone who wears a hoodie, you're part of that. So when we get a thank you or we're praised for the work that we all do, it's not us. We're just the ones who had a crazy idea and facilitate that. Mm. It's all the people behind that buy supports. It, talk about us, raise money, the people who look after the website, the charity people who do the governance for what we do, all of those unsung heroes. We're just the two idiots who are on the website.
Well, you said
just,
it.
Yeah.
We're just the ones who had a stupid idea and said, yeah, come on, let's do it.
Yeah.
Well, can we talk about the cabaret?
We should really talk about the cabaret.
Because we obviously wanted to do this for you guys. We do set goals, and in January we decided that we wanted to do this because we've both benefited in various ways from Brave and Determined, and in huge life-changing ways. And there's not a lot of ways. Oh wait.
Oh, bless you. It gets me too, man. Yeah. Oh. Deep breaths, everyone.
Well, we wanted to do a cabaret
for
you guys because we'd sung at the ball last year. We wanted to do something just to raise a bit of money.
Yeah. And then it snowballed.
Suddenly.
You might as well have met in a car park.
So this was going to be a one-night thing, you know, where just people would
rock. Are we talking
up.
About the car park?
No, yes! But it suddenly became 2 nights at Shaftesbury Arts Centre that we were going to sell out.
Yeah, we decided that's a little goal for us.
We now have businesses that have completely supported us so that every single ticket sale will go to you guys.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
And that's, 150 seater?
A night.
We've got a couple of rows of VIP tickets because some people, like you were saying, do want to give a bit more.
Yeah.
So we thought we'll throw those out so that there are affordable tickets for anyone that wants to come and see us. And then there'll be some VIP tickets where they can give that little bit more, but they get a goodie bag and they get a drink on arrival. And everything's on the website.
And they get to be a bit swanky and just a bit smug.
And then we also pulled in a load of other artists who are very excited about it and very scared.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's become this massive production.
We've called it the Bad Cabaret. So it's kind of a, imagine the play that goes wrong, but Bell Street are running it and there's some excellent songs and musicians taking place. You might be able to guess some of the artists who are being featured, but we guarantee you will never have seen them the way you're going to see them in the cabaret. That's why we wanted to make sure that we came and talked to you guys, because we just really want to, well, we want to sell it out and make sure that we can raise as much as possible, and we need to do the maths in a minute and work out how many that will, if we sell out, when we sell out, how many people that could pay for, because I think it's great for people when they're giving money to have it,
they like to
be quantified.
That
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah.
And we'd like it to be a nice evening where people can dress up.
Well, so half and I were just going to wear pants and bow ties. Is that what you wanted?
Oh,
that's
wow.
The dress code.
Yeah.
I'll just no.
No, no, no. So how many people for each night?
If no VIP tickets sold, yeah. which okay. some have,
yeah.
that's £17.50.
Yeah.
It's over 150 anyway by about per three night. Or four. Per night.
Per night. Yeah. So if it's £17.50 and there's 316 tickets,
yeah.
that's £5,530. So if we divide that by 300, that's 18 people.
Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
That's 18 people you're going to help.
So that's
And that's just
goal.
On that.
And if we yeah. had a few VIPs, which we have got a couple already, they are 45
yeah.
a ticket.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if we could up that a little bit.
And there's special things that they get, isn't there?
Yes.
It's not just a VIP seat.
Do we need no. to give them pants in their goodie bag?
Why don't you guys do pants yet?
Yeah.
Well, we've tried.
Oh.
We've tried. And I think we don't have goals, but that was a little goal, wasn't it?
We might need to revisit that.
Well, so Harv and I, and this is a bit of a plug for a men's cancer charity, we both wear oddball pants.
Yeah.
And they would start it off of the back of like testicular cancer and getting guys to check. We went to them and said, can we get our own pants? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. They could print them for us. They did us like set up and everything.
Yeah.
But it was a couple of grand that you had to put in.
And it was very early on as well.
Yeah,
it?
But we were so keen, weren't we? We were so keen.
Probably wouldn't be
what
here now.
Haven't
though.
You been keen?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So maybe okay. we need to revisit that.
I think
yeah.
we'll probably do actually.
Put it on the board.
We'll put it on the yeah. board for
I reckon
OL
we'd
to
sell
a look at.
Quite a lot of those. Yeah. Because then it's two things, isn't it? You're supporting mental health and men's testicular
yeah.
cancer.
And literally supporting.
And yes, yeah. yes, you are. For the listeners out there, Joni did a supporting hand in front of her.
Yeah. I did a cup.
A cupping.
I'm a little bit scared about how many people are going to turn up to the cabaret in just pants.
Now. Yeah.
I mean, it might be great.
I don't know. It's late yeah. November, though.
Wear,
isn't it?
Wear a coat.
I'm not yeah. wearing just pants, just so we need
just
to be clear
on
that.
But we're really looking forward to it. It yeah. sounds amazing. I mean, obviously, we've heard some of the plans behind the scenes, and it sounds
so
fabulous.
Have we.
Yeah, sounds fabulous. It's going to be yeah. a really good evening, and obviously a massive fundraiser for us, which yeah. is always welcomed.
And what we're really excited about is, I don't know how some people who talk to us haven't heard about you, because I think you guys do such a good job of being out there, being people who talk about mental health, and I see your stuff everywhere. But there are still some people who we talk yeah. to who haven't heard about what you do. And I think it's one of our goals with it is to make sure more people know
yeah. Yeah.
what it is that you do and where you're doing it and how amazing it is and how they can support you. Because as soon as we tell people, they're like, that's amazing. I'm going to go look them up, or I'm going to go buy something, or yes, we'll buy a ticket. And I just think the more people that know, the better, obviously. And thank you for, you know, inspiring it, because now we get to do a brilliant cabaret.
Yeah.
I think it's so cool, because like you say, there are some people who still don't know what we do and who we are. And I mean, we've tried to be out there with everything, and we've had some
yeah.
really good feedback of people saying,
yeah,
we see you everywhere, and we get other people going, no, sorry, not even heard of you. And you're like, where have you been?
Yeah.
We're literally like seeing from the
what
rooftops.
More can you do?
Yeah, 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 exactly. So, yeah, once we got that cafe in town, that's the goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That'd be amazing, wouldn't it?
You've set quite a few goals tonight.
Yeah, so it's manifesting. Mm-hmm.
But you've got to have a goal as well, haven't you? Because otherwise, what are you doing? There's always got to be like not an end game, but the next step.
I've not said much. Are you up for these goals?
Yeah, I'm just noting them all down. Yeah, no, I mean that is a long-standing goal. That's yeah. you know.
We've always said we want our own gym as well.
Yeah.
Because both of us like exercise quite a lot. And the mental health and physical health go hand in hand.
Yeah, definitely.
And so we've always said we wanted our own gym. And
you know
and
what he's like though. It, once he's now started talking about it again, you'll
yeah.
be getting like all these links tomorrow to build buildings and.
I've ordered these pants. Yeah. And I've bought a building.
Yeah. yeah. But no, I mean that. I mean the part. Well, that is an example there of your drive and the part of the reason we are where we are. I mean, without that. You'd use the word relentless, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it is relentless. That's kind of like, whatever you do, you've got to be relentless. Even if you're sleeping, relentlessly sleep.
Yeah.
But everything you do in life, be relentless, and then you'll get there.
Yes, that's the title of the podcast.
Be relentless.
There's one that comes.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's always one
yeah.
that comes
out.
That's
kind of like
yeah.
my own personal thing. It's
yeah.
like, be relentless in everything you do. So even if you're sitting in the bath and chilling out, relentlessly sit in the bath and chill out. Like, that's
yeah.
okay. Make the most of it.
Yeah.
And make every second count. But that could be reading a book or sitting in the garden or enjoying the sun. And I love sitting in the garden, don't I? Yeah.
all night. What are the most useful ways that people can give, and what are they, so that we can make sure that they're on the podcast? Because there are people all over the world who are going to listen to this.
Yeah.
But there are. And so how can people be involved or donate?
Through the website mainly, I think.
The website. People can just do a straightforward donation on the website, but also that's where all the merch is. And we love it when people buy the merch, because not only does that mean money's coming into the charity, but that also means the brand is travelling further. It's spreading more awareness. You know, then more people see the logo, see the Brave and Determined talk about it. That starts more conversations, and that's what keeps the momentum going.
But if people want to give us a building where we can have a gym and a coffee shop.
Yeah, told you.
Yeah, yeah. And pants, oddballs, and pants. If you're listening. Yeah, that would be amazing. And, you know, if you do manifest, it comes.
Yeah.
And fundraise for us as well. All those events that Ad said earlier, we've got loads and loads of people doing stuff for us, but, you know, there's so many people out there that need help, so we need help to help others, so, yeah. Mm.
And we'll put the links and everything underneath this, but tell us what your website is.
It's badco.uk. It's as simple as that. And then you'll go on there, you'll see pictures of me and Harv arm in arm at the top of Park Walk.
Yeah, with clothes on.
No, we haven't got clothes on. But if you go on our Instagram, you can see us in pants at the top of Snowdon and at the top of Scaffold Pike.
Or a tiny dog bandana.
Oh, Christmas one. If you wind back for our Instagram, there's a tiny, like,
literal massive dog bandana. Like for a Doberman.
Can I tell a quick story on that?
Oh, yes. No.
Because on our podcast, we've talked about it. So we like to do these crazy things. And we got, it was just before Christmas in our old office. And it was like a Wednesday or something, wasn't it? And the girls in the vets were there.
I like to encourage you to do these things.
And Nick was like, right, listen, you're just going to have to wear these dog bandanas and I'll take a picture of you with Christmas hats on. It'll be great.
And I did tell you to wear your pants underneath it.
And I was like, nah, pants look stupid. Come on. So I whipped them off and was like, yeah, no problem. Come on, Harv, come here. Take them off. And so we're just stood there in dog bandanas, me and him arm in arm like this, and the girls in the vets can see us. We gave them a little wave, and they must be thinking, what are these two doing? And then the wind blew. And his, Harv's, flips up.
As I'm down.
She's
here,
knelt down, taking a picture. And I saw her face go, oh my God. And he goes, oh no, did it blow up? But what he didn't know is it was still blown up, and he's just stood there basically showing office lady everything, and she had photographic evidence of it as well. Yeah.
It was at that moment I referred myself.
So this is why we definitely need pants, maybe even a man thong.
Yes.
Oh, man thong. Ooh. I don't think I'm there.
I can get you some bad comb man thongs.
I'm not wearing a thong. I'd rather go naked than wear a thong.
Did you heard that here first?
But we are walking, we're going up Ben Nevis in January, and there'll be pants at the top of the Ben Nevis holding a flag.
Well,
it's just
cold.
Yeah, that will be cold. It's what we do. There's gonna be snow.
You won't
need
a very big
bandana. No, that'll be pants. We'll be all right there. Okay. Yeah, yeah. But from a distance, you'll be like, why are those two girls? Yeah, why are those two girls naked at the top of Ben Nevis? But yeah, so that's a little story for you there. Oh, it's quite a funny story.
Thank you so much for telling us that. And thank you so much for talking to us, because we know you're so busy and we know your time is really precious. So.
We could not be here.
No,
and
thanks
very much for the support you've given us. It's been fantastic. And the start of something that hopefully goes on for years and years.
Yes.
We really hope that you enjoyed our interview with the Adams and Nikki. And we hope that you go and book a ticket now, if you haven't already, for the Bad Cabaret.
Yeah, and have a look at them. If you're not local, have a look at everything they do. But also, we hope you've been inspired by their passion and the way they've just got on with it and really jumped in feet first. So if you want to be relentless, but you're feeling scared, our advice would be just do it anyway.
So we have taken a little bit further this term.
Term?
Okay. Which, it's not a school term.
We're excited to come across more people like you. Now, this wasn't our plan. However,
we have got a very exciting, there's a lot of exciting, sorry.
We're so excited.
Change the word.
I'm sorry, that tap.
It's annoying me too, though.
Sorry, I didn't know if you could hear it.
I could hear it, but time. I also was like, "Is that? Am I just being weird?"
It's also, I need a plumber because I...
And really jumped in feet first. So, if you're scared... I can't remember what the phrase is. If you're scared, just do it anyway.